My phone back on.
All our members are here at the table.
Might pick them up a little bit.
Okay, we're going to start with mod 6867, Don Whitehead.
All right, modification 6867, I'm Don Whitehead from Florida Department of Education. It's a, just a brief introduction. I worked with John Hamrick 3 years ago, writing section 468, and some of the things we missed in 453 didn't get moved over to 468. So there's a couple of things that I have here this morning that we're going to move over to 468, and this is one of those items, and it's simply moving this section over to 468, and it's a similar section over in 468 about drainage.
Okay. Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval, Gene Schleckman.
Is there any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes,
the ones that you want to move, would it be smarter to, or would it matter if we handled the underlined ones first and then went to the strikethrough ones? Does it matter?
Only logistically, it would require us to be sure. It would add a lot of time to the process.
Okay.
And I think if you looked at them, it is just a removal. Right?
Yes.
It's a moving of it.
Yes.
It's not changing it.
Right.
And it's a good idea, so they didn't come out.
Okay.
Thanks for being here.
Defer to the chair.
Thank you. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. All right,
6870. Okay, we're deleting this section because it is redundant.
All right, I like it being a few words. Is there any additional public comment? For a second.
Second.
Any discussion?
I have a question about that as well. Is there a playground standard that you do have then for construction?
Yes, it's another part of the code. It's duplicated in 453.4.5.
Same standard, the U.S. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. 6919.
All right. 6919. We're adding a reference to ICC 500. We'll see later in another code modification where we're changing the wind loading requirements for the EHPA to adopt the national ICC 500. And this is just a minor addition here in this portion of the code for the adding this reference.
Okay. Any additional public comments? Is there a second?
Second for approval.
Is there any discussion?
What is ICC 500? Just a clarification.
ICC 500 is National Hurricane and Tornado.
Okay.
It's in that piece in the code. Okay.
I just didn't know what it was, so I'm just asking.
Yes, no.
Thank you.
No problem. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. As submitted. All right. 6872.
All right. 6872 is a code clarification. We've had some calls and questioning as to which classroom door the master control switch needs to be adjacent to. So we've added the words primary egress.
Is there any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval, Gene Collector.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. 6864.
Okay, 6864 is basically a technical correction, correcting the reference of the number, adding the 5 in.
So is this correcting the standard reference number? All right, is there any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval, Gene Schleckman.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. 6875.
Okay, 6875. We're moving a portion of this to another part of the code. We'll see it later in another modification.
So it's just moving something around. Is there a second? Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval, Gene Shalaki.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. 6871.
Okay, 6871, we're deleting a redundant portion of the code. It's already in another part of the code.
Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval, Gene Shalaki.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. 6885,
Don. 6885, again, we're moving this to another part of the code, and we'll see it later in another code modification.
Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval, Gene Shalaki.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. Don, 6889.
Okay. 6889, adding the requirement for a fire extinguisher to be located within 15 feet of the range in the same room. This is in another part of the code, but it's only specific to child care spaces. And if the residential range is in a classroom that's not child care, then the requirement for fire extinguisher was not in this part of the code. So we needed to add it to this part of the code.
Should make the state fire marshal happy. Is there any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval, Gene Shalaki.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. 63, 60, this is somebody else.
Somebody else.
Jeremy Carluke. Is Ivolito Michael here?
Michael
Iglesias, 63, 64. Is there anybody here to speak in favor or against that modification?
There is an alternate language from the.
Yes, we. I have an alternate language.
Okay, so you're proposing just in replacement of what the original mod was. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, go ahead and make your comments.
So I want to replace.
Well, in this case, if you don't mind saying your name and representation, since you're.
Okay, I'm Don Whitehead from Florida Department of Education, and I want to replace what was submitted by Michael Ippolito with some new language for outside air requirements. And this is taken from the mechanical portion of the code, and it's being inserted here for clarification.
Okay, so you're proposing A1 as a replacement, and that's what you're asking for.
Right.
Is there any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval, Gene Shalaki.
And Gene, just to clarify, are you offering approval for the amendment A1?
Correct.
All right. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as amended. Comment A1 is what's being recommended by the TAC. All right, now we're back to Mr. Whitehead, 6903. Oh. And there were additional comments, which I know you saw there, that were just sort of back and forth. But anyway.
Okay, 6903, Don Whitehead from Florida Department of Education. Again, this is deleting a conditional phrase that was confusing in the code and it was hard to interpret.
Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. Next, Mr. Whitehead is 6904.
6904, again, is moving this portion of the code to another part of the code. And we'll see it later in another code modification.
All right, is there any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Commissioner Phillips, second. Approval.
Is there any discussion? There are no discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. Mr. Whitehead, next is 6890.
Okay. 6890, again, is moving this part of the code to another part of the code. We'll see it later in another modification.
Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Commissioner Phillips approves.
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
I'm reading and not think outside.
That's okay. If there's a second, is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Sorry. Use your time up. Just kidding. Unanimously as submitted. Got the multiple mods on one set of time. It's pretty good. All right, 6892.
All right, 6892, we're simply moving a portion of this part of the code to another part of the code.
Okay, is there any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Move for approval, Commissioner Phillips.
Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are any opposed? It's unanimous. As submitted. 6901.
Okay, 6901, again, we're moving this part of the code to another part of the code. We'll see it later in another code modification.
Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second for approval, Commissioner Phillips.
Any discussion? Is there no discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimously recommended for approval as submitted. 6936. And there is a comment from Brian Hall that was comment G1.
Looks like he's commented in support.
Right. That's exactly what it is. Comment in support. Okay.
Okay.
Guess we don't have to take that up, do we?
6936 is requiring a GFI receptacle in pre-kindergarten and kindergarten classrooms.
Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Commissioner Phillips, seconds for approval.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. 6910.
Okay, 6910 is a major code modification, basically taking out.
Sorry, one second if you don't mind, Don. You also have submitted a comment on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So the question then is, do you want them to consider the modification and the comment, or the comment in lieu of the modification? And then just for so folks know, there's an additional comment submitted by James Bell on the issue as well. So.
And also want to request a change on this alternate. I want the alternate language is in lieu of the code modification, but Darren and I have already discussed that we'd like to change the alternate language for what was submitted. And if we want to get a negative roll call in order to do that, or...
That would be the best way to do it.
Okay, so I'm requesting a negative roll call on both the modification and the alternate language so we can submit correct alternate language.
Very good. Any additional public comment? Is there a second for purposes of a negative roll call?
I'll second that. Phillips.
All right, any discussion? Hearing none. So. So we don't get off. So when I say all in favor, none of you would probably say anything, and all opposed. So all in favor say aye. None. All opposed say aye.
Aye.
It's 0-7, no affirmative recommendation at the request of the proponent to make corrections and revisions to the modification in comment A1. correct? All right. And then next is 6906.
6906 is a, again, a correction to the code to say it as it's stated in FPA 70. The title is called Optional Standby Systems and not Optional Standby Circuits.
Okay. Is there any additional public comment? Is there a second?
I'll second that, Mr. Phillips.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted.
Okay, 6873 is just another place that this same reference of you've already approved or is adding the 5 into ANSI Z535.1.
All right. Is there any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Commissioner Phillips, seconds.
Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. All right, 6931.
Okay, 6931 is to clarify the fire alarm requirements for additions or remodeling of existing school facilities. And again, it incorporates some changes to clarify the fire alarm requirements.
Is there any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Commissioner Phillips, seconds.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is as supported, unanimously as supported. Okay, I better have a seat for a few minutes, Tom. This one might be a little, take a little bit of discussion. All right, next is modification 6623, Mr. Paul Coates. And let me know when you're ready, I won't start the clock until.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
You're totally prepared.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, very good. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning. Sorry to slow down the great progress that was going on. But anyway, we're here again today with the change to permit Type 3 and Type 5 wood schools and public buildings, public school buildings. My name, by the way, is Paul Coates. I'm Southeast Regional Manager for the American Wood Council. And what we're here to discuss really is kind of an anomaly in the building code, and that is our change essentially removes the extra restriction for public school buildings in regard to construction type and would allow them to have the same advantages as schools not subject to 453. Currently, those advantages, it's in the material that I've submitted to you, are primarily environmental and economic for school buildings. The anomaly is we have really, and this is a difficulty for this TAC and for the Florida Building Commission, which is interested in this change. When we brought this 3 years ago, when we brought it before the full commission, they voted 9 in favor of this change and 10 against. So there is interest on the full commission. There are two sets of rules currently for schools in Florida. Public schools cannot take advantage of the same opportunities that other schools can, other educational facilities. So we think, suspecting that my 3 minutes is almost up, we think that this would be a progressive step.
You got about a minute and 20, so you're good.
Thank you, Jeff, I appreciate it. Let me back up just a minute again. This is not a safety issue in regard to schools. If it were a safety issue, the Florida Building Code would not permit other schools to be built of wood frame construction. The parameters in the Chapter 5 and 6 of the Florida Building Code set these parameters. So this is a problem for the TAC and for the or at least that's the way I view it, of course, is this is a problem. We think that it would be a progressive step if this TAC could acknowledge the significant advances of building codes, including the Florida building code. And we do think that not prohibiting a material under for certain occupancies that are permitted for the same occupancy but different funding, we think a progressive step would be for this TAC to recommend approval of this change to the Florida Building Commission, that it would actually raise the standard of the Florida Building Code in terms of reasonableness and flexibility. So we're asking your support, and we certainly invite discussion and questions on this. So,
okay.
And thank you.
If folks want to question, there's certainly one that will be appropriate. So before we do, though, is there any additional public comment on this issue? Anybody else wish to speak? First, and others who wish to speak in favor. I do want to make a note here that there are seven comments that were submitted electronically. Just, you know, it's up to you to decide whether you want to look or entertain those, but just please be aware. I know you've already seen these and have reviewed them. Please be aware that they are there. None that were submitted by the proponent. All right, sir, are you here to speak in favor?
Yes, I am. Alan Shelby with the Florida Forestry Association. I can't add much to what Paul said, but I did want to speak in favor of the amendment on behalf of the forest industry in Florida.
Very good. Thanks, sir. Anybody else wish to speak in favor?
Just a wave in support. My name is Mercer Farrington with the American Forest and Paper Association, and we support the comments that Paul and Alan provided as well.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else wish to speak in favor?
Yes, sir. John Gaviria here on behalf of Weyerhaeuser, and leading in support of Paul Coates' comments. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? All right, is there anybody wish to speak in opposition?
Okay. I just want to, I'm Don Whitehead from Florida Department of Education. This is already in the comments, coming G1. As staff to the State Board of Education, I would not be able to recommend acceptance of this modification. This code modification seeks to allow Type 3 and Type 4 construction, which would allow lightweight wood construction in public educational facilities. Currently, the State Board of Education has not authorized lightweight wood construction. This change proposes to eliminate a Florida-specific requirement that was adopted to promote the public health and safety of the schools in Florida. The ICC model codes do not take into account the unique situations in Florida, as shown by the following explanations. As directed by Section 1013.372 of the Florida Statutes, schools in Florida are often used as hurricane shelters. Hurricane shelters are required to meet much higher standards to protect the occupants during a storm. These higher standards include design wind speeds in excess of 200 miles per hour and missile impact speeds in excess of 80 miles per hour. Using wood construction as the structure of a hurricane shelter would be very inefficient because it would not only require more valuable classroom space, but require more taxpayer dollars. Building construction in Florida are vulnerable to termite damage and other wood-destroying organisms such as powdery post beetles and carpenter bees. Because the destruction is hidden below the surface, pest control inspections can only minimize the danger, but not completely eliminate it. Because concrete block is extremely durable, fire and termite resistant, and has a life expectancy of around 100 years, it's a popular building material in Florida because wood deteriorates more quickly with the high humidity in Florida. Its life expectancy is around 25 years. Also, fire-retardant treated wood is expressly prohibited from being used in the correct construction of educational facilities by Rule 682.001 and 0 of the FAC. As an example of the potential hazard, allow me to share one of the school district's experience. Marion County School District was conducting an asbestos abatement of Anthony Elementary Cafetorium. During the asbestos abatement of the 9x9 floor tiles, one of the workers fell through the floor, exposing the serious structural damage to the original wood floor framing system, which had been destroyed by powder post beetles. Wood-destroying organisms can cause structural failure without warning and endanger the life safety of occupants. I urge the committee to not approve this code modification as submitted.
Somebody practiced their 3-minute time. Okay, others who wish to speak in opposition?
Joe Belcher, good morning. Representing the Masonry Association of Florida, the Florida Concrete and Products Association, and the Florida Independent Concrete Producers and Associated Products Association. Very briefly, we support the DOE position and request a recommendation or a NAR recommendation on this proposal.
Anybody else wish to speak in opposition? All right, Mr. Coates, would you like an opportunity for rebuttal, sir?
Yes, please. Thank you. Paul Coates, American Wood Council. Again, if we compare, or if we're evaluating current structures that may not comply with any building code, that is not really the issue here. In regard to buildings now must comply with the building code and must comply with the Florida building code, which has provisions for the protection of wood, and either they're adequate or they're not. In regard to hurricane shelters, certainly hurricane shelters in some communities, they are provided for in other facilities, but also a wood frame building can be attached to a hurricane. First of all, it can be designed to be a hurricane structure. It may be cost prohibitive, possible, but it can certainly be attached to a gymnasium or another building that serves as a hurricane shelter. But not without this, but that smaller building attached to it could not be wood frame without this code change. I did speak with a designer this morning who is taking advantage of, for a charter school, and this is in Lynn Haven, Florida, and they are taking advantage of the being able to build with wood, much to their advantage for their small charter school. So we'd like to extend this also to public buildings. So thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Mr. Whitehead, would you like us to offer your
just want
as a opponent?
Just want to state that.
Sorry, just for the record, your name.
I'm Don Whitehead, Florida Department of Education. Just want to restate that Section 453 does allow wood construction as heavy timber. And we're only against the lightweight wood construction, but heavy timber construction is allowed in schools. And as far as the hurricane, we know that hurricane shelters can be designed out of wood, but it would take a substantially large amount of wood, which would increase the cost of and require more taxpayer dollars to be used in schools. That's all I have to say.
Okay, so that this concludes public comment on this particular issue. I'm going to go to the TAC. Is there a second?
Second for negative roll call. Thank you.
All right, discussion. Yes, Bob.
Perhaps one of the speakers could answer this, but there was reference to non-public schools being allowed to be built. How many non-public schools are built in Florida with the light timber? Does anyone know, and has there been any consequence that you've recognized as a result of that light timber?
You're asking a question. Are you asking if anybody specifically, or
anybody that knows?
Does anybody have the answer to that question?
No.
Paul, do you have an answer, or are you aware of it at all?
Well, we do know that not many are built with wood. It's kind of hard to find them. They're starting now, like I mentioned, the school in Lynn Haven. So under new building codes and so forth. So no, we know of no adverse one. We know of no buildings that have been built under the building code that are having problems.
Right. Mr. Richmond.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment that it may be a question as well, because I didn't track it too heavily, but a piece of legislation passed this year that at least seemingly allows local school boards to take action just to allow what the proponent is looking for here independently and kind of vary the requirements of the building code based upon cost-benefit analyses and things along those lines. So, the alternative that the proponent is seeking may be available already to local school boards if they choose to make that decision themselves, but I'm, like I say, not an expert in that field.
Okay.
I'll respond to that.
To the chair, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The legislation only addresses interior non-bearing stud walls.
Okay.
Right. Whereas this will allow the entire structure to be out of wood.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion from the TAC?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment, if I can, to the TAC members.
Yes, sir.
This stipulation has been in the code for a number of years. One of the things that DOE is tasked with is to make sure that we provide adequate construction materials for long-lasting facilities. And as Mr. Whitehead has indicated, wood does not seem to have the same life expectancy as does a concrete building. A lot of the older buildings that we're now seeing come through our office are wood-based buildings, whether they're usually concrete block and brick walls with wood structural roof members. Those are pretty well shot. I mean, you can look at photographs and see the waves in the roof structure. We're allowing those buildings now be done away with so that a newer, more economical, and more long-lasting structure can be put in. We need to remember, Florida is a peninsula. It is highly moisturized from one side of the state to the other, top to bottom, which also generates our little bugs, the termites. They will eat anything and everything that is wood. We're tasked, again, like I said, with following the code as is written. The ICC code that we've put into some of the modifications indicate that those structures need to be built out of substantial building materials. And the other thing is the populace looks to the school districts when hurricanes come. That's where they go. That's where they hope to be safe. Miami-Dade, when Hurricane Andrew hit, only lost 9 out of about, at that time, 440 structures. They only lost 9 buildings, and they were in the worst hit parts of that district. I spent a month down there looking. Sidebar, I built the Circuit City store in Cutler Ridge. When this hurricane came through, every wood structure that was from the interstate all the way back to the Atlantic were up against our building. It was the only building standing, and it was concrete tilt wall. Enough said.
Any additional discussion from the TAC? Hearing none, all those in favor of the modification, say aye. All opposed, like sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Let the record reflect a 0-7 no affirmative recommendation. We need to have one of you, and I would like to express the rationale for the recommended denial. Would you like to take a shot at that? Something that can be easily, I think the comments captured, but we'll just have something for the record.
The creek would stand on the general comment number 1 if you want to.
G1,
which is
that would make it the easiest way to go through this.
Okay.
I'll stand on G1.
Good recommendation.
I think it's solid as a legal perspective as well.
Very good. So the rationale is based on comment G1, which was submitted by the Department of Education. Very good.
From my house.
All right. Thank you, everybody. 6865, Mr. Whitehead. Since we're starting to move, let's say your name and representation, please.
I'm Don Whitehead, Florida Department of Education. And this is changing the title of this section of the code to loading requirements and taking out the old load importance factor, which does not exist anymore in the code.
Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second by Commissioner Phillips.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Ask somebody. All
All right, next is 6995. That's Mr. Skip Gregory. If you want to both stay up here, it's fine. Most of the readers first. It's a little bit stable.
That's it, thank you.
And Skip, you submitted a comment saying that you supported and urged his approval. So, very good, Skip. What a surprise that was.
Oh, what is
it? You submitted a comment saying, I support this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to drum up support, and I asked myself, and myself said yes.
All righty. So we probably don't have to consider the comments since the mod is on the table. Go ahead.
6995. Yeah. Okay. Let's find it here. Okay. Skip Gregory, Health Facility Consulting. This modification in the assisted living facility rule sets the well, it does two things. It updates the reference again to the 2014 edition of the guidelines. It's a nationally recognized standard. Has a chapter 4.2 in it for assisted living facilities, and it also, more importantly, sets the number of rooms of sleeping rooms in the assisted living facility for the Florida Building Code accessibility, and this is one of the ones that will go to the accessibility tag. But right now the Florida Building Code accessibility does not recognize any type of facility such as an assisted living facility. So therefore, when the building officials try to review assisted living facilities, they may require them to be meet all the requirements of a long-term care facility, which is specified in the rule, and that would be 50% of all the rooms being made accessible. Or they may say, oh, they're just residential units and have to meet the residential requirements, and that's 5% of the rooms have to be accessible. Or they may say, they're not either a residential or a long-term care or hospital medical facilities. They're controlled by HUD and fair housing, and so they meet the fair housing. So that's all, and I've dealt with a number of different building officials across Florida, and all of those kinds of possibilities arise. So to create a standard under which the building official will know how to apply the accessibility code to an assisted living facility, this modification makes those requirements meet the residential facilities of the Florida Building Code Accessibility Act.
Skip, did you look at, I know these facilities normally treated under fair housing, did you look at the difference between the requirement for fair housing and the requirement now, by requiring these to meet the accessibility code residential, did you see the difference in that?
Yes. What the fair housing, there are no actual dimensions given for a turning radius, for amount of distance in front of a hand wash sink, or the amount of distance between the hand wash sink and the toilet fixture. It doesn't have any of those kind of dimensions in it. And it gets a little confusing about fair housing because fair housing depends on whether you're getting money from the federal government to build the assisted living facility or to operate the assisted living facility. So there's some gray areas in what fair housing would also be. So, I mean, I'm fine with fair housing, but not all facilities would comply with the requirements to apply fair housing. So that's the reason when discussion with the Assisted Living Facility Association, we decided to just put in for residential which assisted living facilities are residential in terms of personal care. They don't offer medical care, so they're certainly not long-term care facilities. So we try to put it in as residential, would be 5%.
The problem is that when you refer to the residential department in the accessibility code, it only covers residential as being really funded, project that is really federally funded or has some tie to local funding. You're applying something now to the accessibility code that maybe also you're not getting what you wanted through the accessibility code because of the how residential requirement in the accessibility code is applied. The other thing I would be concerned about is whether really this is an amendment to the accessibility code, which we have no authority to do so. So that's why I think we put it before the accessibility tag to get into the subject matter, whether is this really permitted or not within the rules and the statutes that we have now. So,
I guess my response is that something needs to be done. It's all over. Every building official has a different interpretation of where they want to put assisted living facility because there's no term in the accessibility code for assisted living facility. It's not a type. It's not a facility type. There's medical, there's long-term care, which is nursing homes, and there's rehab hospitals. That's it.
But you have a better chance going with fair housing, preparing fair housing. We're referring to mainly ICC 117.1. That's really kind of close to fair housing, so that's really, you have a better chance there than going to the accessibility code.
If you could, if the building officials would look at assisted living facilities under fair housing, that'd be great, but they don't ever do that. I mean, I've never had a building official cite fair housing. They cite either nursing homes. Oh, it's like a nursing home. Well, it's not a nursing home. It's a personal care facility. It's not a medical care facility. And or they look at it as residential. Those are the only two that I've ever seen them do. The fair housing, as I said, has other strings attached to it about getting money from the federal government. If the ALF doesn't take any money from the federal government, then they're not under fair housing. They can't fall under fair housing. So the only thing I could think of was residential.
Is there additional public comment on this issue, Mr. Fine? If not, you'll get a chance to rebut if you want. Are you speaking in favor or against?
I'm speaking against.
Okay. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak in favor? Okay.
Robert Fine, offices at 333 Southeast 2nd Avenue. I, as part of my practice, most of you know, deal with a lot of accessibility all the time, and I share Mo's concern that the state has a very strong statutory mandate about not doing things that impact the Florida Accessibility Code. In and of itself, I think it's got to stand on its own, and it is what it is. Now, that said, the legislature a couple years ago expanded the authority of the accessibility tag and the commission to do declaratory statements regarding that. And maybe this is where, you know, the accessibility tag, somebody could petition for a declaratory statement, well-written one, to try and clarify that and get the way, the law now allows us to get those interpretations to get that straightened up. And one other note, fair housing is a statute that is independent of getting federal funding. It covers facilities covered by the Fair Housing Act. There are definitions. Section 504 of the Rehab Act is where you get the federal funding in there. And if they have that, it is what it is. Otherwise, fair housing, you know, it's very broad. And there's history where the General Counsel of the Florida Commission on Human Relations, along with counsel for the Building Commission, got together on a joint memo, and we were asked a question 10, 12 years ago, do building officials enforce the Fair Housing Act? And maybe this is a place where April could contact the Florida Commission on Human Relations and actually say, and you know, between the two agencies that enforce the Florida Fair Housing Act, which is identical to the federal, and the accessibility code and say, what is the authority? And that might be another avenue to get an answer. But I don't think the way to go is to amend the accessibility code because of the limitations on it.
One thing I just want to make clear to everybody in this room, something that Mr. Fine referred to is correct in that we can interpret the Florida Accessibility Code. However, DOJ has made it very clear that it has to be made very clear in the declaratory statement that it is only dealing with the Florida Code and does not and will not touch any federal laws, any federal interpretations, and will not have any broader. It's got to be clearly stated that it's only interpreting a state code, just for anybody out there that may, you know, have some interest in this. It is a very narrow thing that can be done, and it has to be done only relating to Florida's code and clearly stated in any order as such.
Can I ask you a question?
One second. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak in opposition to the modification? All right, would you like an opportunity for rebuttal?
Oh, I don't know if I want to rebut anything, but I mean, I'm not an attorney, but I do know there's a problem, and I was just, and I maybe this is just a point to raise the problem. Is there a solution? I have to ask April, you know, is there a solution to this or not? You know, are we just going to continue to go around Florida and have some building officials require 50% of all these rooms, and some of them require none, and some of them require, you know, I mean, it's a problem. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a definite big problem.
If I might say, in favor of the proponent, it is a problem. I hear about the same issue. It does need to be dealt with, and maybe Jeff or Steph could refer this to the accessibility TAC as a high priority issue for discussion and working with council to try and find the appropriate avenue to get to an answer.
And I think I would have to agree with Mr. Fine that the best way to address a question like that, as we've seen in many situations not dealing with accessibility, is through a declaratory statement. But I caution everybody, it has to be an upcoming project. It has to be something that's not already done. It can't comment on the past conduct of another. It can't comment on a past project. It has to be prospective action with something new coming, and go from there.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to go to the TAC now, because I think we spent quite a bit of time on this, and no offense, but it's nice to start. We know where it's going. Is there a second?
I've got discussion on this.
Can you just make a second?
I made a second paper. That's correct, and I've got a question.
Sure.
For the proponent, in your opinion, is your proposition changing any ADA codes? Because I don't see that. I see that as providing guidance on which requirements to use for this type of facility. I mean, because I hear discussion that about caution of changing or impacting the ADA code. I don't see that with your proposal.
Skip Gregory, yes. Helps Building Consulting. Yes. No, it doesn't change the ADA code at all. It gives guidance, and maybe you can't even do that. I would defer to Mr. Fine on that. But, you know, it's trying to give guidance to building officials about how to properly apply the accessibility code for this building type, which is not, for this facility type, which is not mentioned in the building code, in the accessibility code.
Right. Ken, would you like to ask the same question of Mr. Fine?
Yes.
The accessibility code and the federal guidelines, which are adopted as part of it, defines exactly what is covered in there. It's not always the most clear, but it actually states definitively, and the courts say, if you're not in the definition, you're not covered. If you're in, you're in. And so by determining who's in, who may or may not be in, I think you are, in fact, changing the code, the accessibility code.
All right. So back to the TAC. Further discussion. All those in favor?
It's a two-part modification.
Can we get to the second part?
Can we delete the second part and go with the first part? Is that possible?
No, we would need to get. I think your best opportunity. I mean, is to. It doesn't sound like.
Yeah, just come back.
Yeah. Listen to the comment and then figure out the approach you want to use in the second comment period. That's the beauty of the process, is that the TAC will get to hear it again and gives you an opportunity to make any change or address concerns that you heard.
Let me say something to it. That is true that also the accessibility TAC will hear this on Friday, this coming Friday next week. So you have the opportunity to hear their input too, and that will help you immensely.
I'm sure you're right, but I was just looking on the cross-reference chart. This one doesn't show up there, but it is.
There is two of them. I think one of them is, one the other one is not.
Yeah, I saw the.
So whatever it takes, yeah. I understand.
Okay, no problem. All right.
Okay, just one more question, but I can put this back in during the comment period and just take out that second part,
yes,
right? Just so I get the references done.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You have the flexibility to do what makes sense. All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the modification, say aye.
Aye.
If you're in favor, raise your hands. One, two, three. Three in favor?
Four.
Where's the fourth?
Mr. Mellon.
Okay, let's do this. Hold your hands up loud and proud. Those who are in favor of the modification, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four. Four in favor. Those who are opposed. One, two, three. It's 4-3 in favor, so the modification fails. No affirmative recommendation. Would one of you wish to offer the rationale for voting against it? Concern for impacting the accessibility code, would like the accessibility TAC to weigh in prior to further action, something along those lines?
Something along those lines works fine.
Well, now the proponent to address the accessibility part of the question.
Is that a fair summary?
Yeah.
Fair summary.
All right. Okay, so we that takes care of that one. And skip your next. This one does go to accessibility. Okay, sure. 6997. Same issue? Should we just dispense of that, let it go through the process? But I'll leave that to you.
Yes, Skip Gregory, Health Facility Consulting. This is the same type of modification, but having to do with hospice inpatient rooms. When I helped the hospice group a number of years ago write the state rule for hospices, we got to that part about accessibility. Hospice is, again, a facility type that is not specifically mentioned in the accessibility code. They felt that they were medical facilities and they wanted to use the same requirements as a medical care facility that is mentioned in the accessibility code. So that would mean 10% of the rooms in a hospice would be considered would have to be made accessible under the medical care facility section of the Florida Building Code accessibility. So it's a little different.
It is actually.
Can I ask a question? What are they classifying hospice as?
They're classified as I-2 occupancy in the billing code. So they are an institutional I-2 occupancy, unlike ALFs, which are I-1.
Right, so this should be considered on its own merits. It's not exactly the same as the previous discussion.
Okay, does anybody else wish to speak in favor? Anybody wish to speak in opposition? Coming back to the TAC, is there a second?
Yeah, second support.
Okay, we have a second for support. Discussion. Let me turn this off where it goes. Keep going off here. Discussion. All right, I don't see any discussion. Therefore, if you're in favor of this modification, raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six. Doug, where do you stand on this? Six have voted in favor of it. I didn't catch your vote. All right. Let the record reflect a 7-0 unanimous in support as submitted.
Yay.
All right. Okay, Skip. You're on 6996.
So 6996 is when we put the Skip Gregory Health Facility Consulting Department. When we put the rule, which was the Florida Administrative Code rule, into the building code, We just took it and stuck it under, when hospices got into the building code, we just put it into the building code. It wasn't until somewhat later that I realized I had forgotten bathing facilities. So actually, you could build a hospice without any bathing facility at all right now. Okay. And,
sounds like
it's a bit of a problem. Now, I don't think, there has been one designed without any bathing facilities. I guess, whatever. So this fixes that. It's just a fix.
All right. Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second support.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 7-0 as submitted. Okay.
My turn.
So, folks, what we wanted to let you know is we're moving along pretty well. So, what we're going to do is we're going to work on up to Amendment 6883, take a 10-minute break, and then come back and conclude. Because if we break for lunch and come back and work an extra hour, I think the chair has determined that's not a good use of our time. So we'll just continue on through here. We'll take one more break right before we get to probably one of our major discussion issues, then come back and just wrap up the last several. Many of these will go relatively rapidly. Okay, 68, 69.
Okay. Don Whitehead from Florida Department of Education. 6869, along with several others, is adding back in to the code something we took out earlier.
Sorry to interrupt you. Did you want A1 and the mod, or just A1 in lieu of the mod? That's your real comment that you submitted to that.
Right, we want A1 in lieu of the mod.
Okay, thank you.
I submitted the alternate language later on when I realized I need to make a change.
Okay.
So we're adding this into this part of the code. It was moved out of earlier. Out of the part of the code.
Right. Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second by Commissioner Phillips.
Is there any discussion? And the second is for the mod A1.
For the mod A1. Yeah, A1. Sorry.
All right. Yes. Any no additional discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as modified, approving Amendment A1. We're recommending to the Commissioner approval. Concise, you know what I mean? Okay, next is 6907. Don.
Okay, 6907 is correcting a spelling error that's in this part of the code.
I'll just add the word S to task.
Yes.
All right. Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second, Commissioner Phillips.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. 6886.
Okay, again, we're moving this part of the code to a new section. We removed it earlier. We're adding it in here in section 468.
Okay. Any public comment? Is there a second?
Second by Commissioner Phillips.
Any discussion?
And it may be more of a mode than a comment. I know at the top of the form it lists the section. Is that sufficient, or does that need to be included in the actual text?
No, the section is sufficient.
Thank you.
No.
Sorry.
No problem.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. All right, next was 6893.
Again, adding this part into the code that was removed from another part of the code earlier.
Additional public comment. Is there a second?
Second by Commissioner Phillips.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. Next is 6891.
Same as my earlier comment.
All right. These are just the ones we approved for moving and adding back in. Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second by Commissioner Phillips.
Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. Next is 6902.
Again, we're adding this part into the code. It's removed earlier.
Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second by Commissioner Phillips.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. 6876.
Again, we're moving something in the code to a different section.
Any additional public comment? Hearing none, is there a second?
Second by Commissioner Phillips.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. Next is 6905.
Again, the same thing. We're moving it from another part of the code to this 468.
Any additional public comment? Is there a second?
Second by Commissioner Phillips.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. All right. Next is 6574. Doug?
6574.
All right, let the record reflect that 6574 was withdrawn by the proponent, Mr. Melvey. Very good. We now move on to 6549. Doug?
6549 is removing two dates that were long past that were part of the text. There were two appearances of July 1st, 2015. 2015 or until is one scrivener's or one text removal, and the other is before or after July 1st, 2015.
Okay. Is there any additional public comment? Is there any public comment? All right. Coming back to the TAC, is there a second?
Second by Commissioner Phillips.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous as submitted. All right, we're going to take a 10-minute break. We're going to come back and finish. We'll finish up the last. We have four plus one technical amendment left. So we're going to take a 10-minute break and come back. So that is at 12:10.